This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was just walking by your room, and you know, I was thinking, boy, it's been a long time since we've had the little father-son chat.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
This is Hustler, and this is a much more exotic magazine. Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right. And Brendan Sprague.
Shave is a magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that that they go into in this picture here.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a tropical plant or something. Underwater.
Yeah.
Thing.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
See you at dinner.
I'll see you at dinner.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2, and YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope your weekend was great. You enjoy the weather because now it's going to rain forever, it feels like. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program.
Thursday's going to be sunny. How dare you, bummer, Brandon. We got one.
I hope.
Fingers crossed.
Had a nice little date morning with the wife yesterday. I thought it was going to be raining, and it didn't. It was great.
No, I held off all day. Looked like it was going to rain, but it did not.
The ticker's going to get moved from 7:30 to 8:15, and we're hoping it's moved 8:15 because we are hoping Tom Haberstroh will join us and call in.
Who is in Portland. I saw him on the post game yesterday with Jamie Hudson. I'm like, hey, is that Tom Haberstroh?
Yes, he is.
In the flesh, in studio, in Rip City?
Is Tom Haberstroh awake right now? Like, what's your best guess on that? Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, he's got to be on East Coast time,
I'd imagine,
right?
He's on East Coast time.
He's a North Carolina guy.
Wasn't a late game last night. It was a 12:30 tip, so it's over in the middle of the afternoon. He's not working into the middle of the night. I think Tom Haberstroh's awake right now.
What does Tom Haberstroh do? This is a question we should ask him to start the interview. Mm-hmm. What does Tom Haberstroh do when he's done with work on a Sunday at like
what time that game
3 o'clock?
3 something.
In the afternoon in Portland, Oregon,
USA. What do you do the rest of the day?
What's he do?
Where'd you go? Go get some coffee?
Did he go shopping?
Get some dinner? Did you go to the Nike employee store?
Did he go on a hike?
Ooh. Did he hit the driving range?
Driving range. Is he a big golf guy?
He's a golfer.
You have Haberstroh as a golfer.
I thought he told us that.
Is he? I don't remember that.
I believe so.
Are you thinking of the last statistician, Corey Jez, who was an analytics golf guy who played a lot of golf?
The Jezzer.
The Jezzer abandoned us. He left us.
I could
for greener
be confusing
pastures.
Them, but I thought.
No, you're confusing.
Thought okay. maybe.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll find out at 8:15. Well, that'll be the first question in the interview. Tom Habestrow, are you a golf guy?
Riggins.
Are you a golf guy? Yay or nay? Simple answer, Tom Habestrow.
Confidence just fell off the cliff.
I think maybe. Yes. No.
Maybe I have him confused.
I don't know.
Friday night was my niece's birthday party, and she turned 9 years old. And I'm like, they're playing the Nets. I could keep an eye on the Nets game. I don't need to sit down and watch every second of the Nets game. And I had said on the show that they were going to lose that game.
You did.
And
non-basketball Sprague.
Yep. He's on a heater right now, isn't he? And I was at a bowling alley that was very populated. I'll put it that way. I mean, it was packed to the gills.
Packed Friday night bowling alley.
Old people, young people, families, video games, laser tag was had. And I'm seeing this Nets Blazers game, and I'm looking up, and I'm like, God, they're up almost 30.
They're killing them.
They are killing the Nets.
Absolutely crushing them.
And I'm just going to share with you, because I hear this and I see this stuff, and I instantly do, I think, what would Dirt say if he was with me here? Two people I was with basically told me, I love this. This is great. I don't want losing culture. I love that they're winning. And then right before our second bout of laser tag, because you don't just play laser tag
no,
once.
No, you're not just playing once. You got to go round two.
You got to go round two.
You got to work out the kinks in round one. When was the last time you played laser tag? Now I got all that worked out. Now let's go round two.
In the waiting room, as we're sitting in the glow room where the lights, the Blu-ray lights are like making everything white shine and bright colors, there's maybe a 17-year-old talking to me and my brother-in-law, and he goes, "Did you see those Blazers? They keep winning."
Here we go.
I love it. And I went, oh, my God. There's a phrase about 3 years ago I said on a podcast, and since people have kind of used it and taken it, and I'm okay with people using it, but make sure you don't just act like you created it. I did. I'm the OG of it. And that was at the start of this tank, I said quite clearly, we're not built for this. And I said it clear as day, as honest as you could say it. Because I knew this city could not handle sucking for like 4 to 5 straight years if it meant getting more ping pong balls. One of my hottest takes brewing is that Trailblazer fans actually don't really care if they win the championship. They just want to like their team and enjoy watching them.
They just want to be entertained on a Tuesday night.
We're not one of these cities that's like, hey,
bigger picture.
Well, it also goes to the fact that if you want to see the highest level sports entertainment in the city, that's it. So if you're spending your money on that, you don't want to constantly dump your money in and see crap.
You just want it to be good, and you want to say, hey, we made
good,
the playoffs.
Good, entertaining, yes.
We pushed the title winner as hard as anybody has.
But think about if we had an NHL team or we had a Major League Baseball team. We're getting excited for spring training. And
you would have other things to spend your money on, and they wouldn't have a monopoly on the market. I've argued that for many years.
But it was just funny, Dirt, that being out in the open at a very busy place, the bar area is cheering as the Blazers are just pounding the Nets into oblivion, and I got a 17-year-old then going the other way from the old drunks at the bar to the other way. Laser tag Tim is just like, hey, how about our Blazers?
How about those
three
Blazers
right now, aren't they?
We're going to the playoffs.
And I remember leaning in going, you don't want Cooper Flagg? And he went, you know, it's just, we're so good, and maybe we're just going to keep growing. And I just went, Dirt would really enjoy this. Dirt would really, really enjoy this moment.
Oh, and then you start doing the math in your head, realizing how far you are away from one of those play-in spots and the record that you would have to have the rest of the way and how bad the teams that are currently in the play-in situation would have to finish the year just in order to make up the ground to get there. But I digress on facts. Let's not bring those in. I actually don't have a lot of complaints out of this weekend, Bob. I don't. Now, they won. I didn't know much about Brooklyn. You told me they were going to win. I watched that game kind of on and off. Didn't see a ton of it. I watched the majority of the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was 12:30 middle of the day. We got done. Little boy was taking a nap.
How
so
good
it was
is
like,
a 12:30 game?
It was perfect. Ideal. Delightful. So it's not in the middle of the night. Thank for the love of God, if somebody's got to get up early, that game was done early.
Yeah.
That was an incredibly entertaining basketball game.
It might have been my favorite game of the year.
That might have been the best basketball game of the year. It was delightful that they ended up losing it at the end of it. But when you have games where Jeremy Grant's not in the starting lineup and not playing, DeAndre Ayton's not in the starting lineup and not playing, I mean, really, the only other guy that I got to complain left with is Anfernee Simons. That's it. Mm. Anfernee Simons is the only one. So two of the three guys that I'm complaining about still being here and taking up minutes from the young guys aren't in the lineup. And so when you win a game in blowout fashion, one, what the hell was that, Brooklyn? Can we bring a little bit of effort and intensity?
No kidding.
The Blazers started Chris Murray and played him 30 minutes in that game. They made Shaedon Sharpe again look like baby Kobe, which, hey, I'm glad that we're back now to playing him, although I'm sure that will change at some point when Jeremy Grant comes back. But when you're playing the young guys and they're playing that way and they're winning, dude, yesterday, the way Denny Avdia played, there's nothing that I complain about there because he had a, 30-point, 12-assist, 10-rebound or whatever it was, triple-double. He was easily the best player on the floor the entire game. I don't know if anybody was even within striking distance. I know Hunter had a nice game for Cleveland, but,
Dude,
he was incredible in that game yesterday. And so when this has been my argument the entire time. If you're going to have games that you win because it's Shaedon, it's Scoot, Klingon had a rough one yesterday, so we need to get into that. But, like, Klingon occasionally
hasn't had a good one in a while.
No, he hasn't. He had, 6 fouls in 10 minutes? Although the last one was a horrible call, and I don't even think he touched the guy. But anyways, if those guys are leading you to wins, then I throw my hands in the air and say, well, what the hell are you going to do, right? Like, the whole idea of being a tanking basketball team, I get this often as somebody who argues for it. You can't make professional athletes lose, Dirt. You can't make them throw the game. It's like, I'm not asking for them to throw the game. Mm. I'm asking for the organization to put the team in a position that's not going to win a lot of games. And Jeremy Grant and DeAndre Ayton and Anfernee Simons, those kind of games, win you more games than you would if they were not on the roster. So in a weekend when those guys aren't in the lineup and you're getting led by Avdija's 30, 12, and 10, Sharpe was awesome. What did he start on Friday night? 7 for 7 in that game against Brooklyn? The dude couldn't miss in the first half of that game. I just throw my hands in the air. And say, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think the thing about this, though, that I'm kind of getting at is the way that they're doing this, even if you have, Anfernee Simons should have been traded stuff, which is like, it's over. There's kind of no point in bringing that up anymore. He's not going to get traded. He may not get traded in the summer. If you told me all three of those vets are back next year, I actually wouldn't bat an eye at you.
Neither would I.
It would be the least surprising thing,
actually. You tell me Chauncey Billups signs a contract extension to return his head coach?
Or they just pick up the option
here? I wouldn't be the least surprised.
Sure. I've actually seen people go that way, too, of like, I don't want to lose Chauncey. Now, we do poll questions, and sometimes what we hear and what we see is different than the results of a poll question on the internet. So, I don't know how to truly gauge some of this stuff. I'm just telling you, having been out during multiple Blazer games this year, I mean, I already kind of knew it, but you see it. I see it happening. I see a lot of people.
Rip City Fever's taking over.
That actually watch and pay attention and give the Blazers their time. We hear from people who don't watch the NBA or they're like, oh, they're not worth my time and my money. Okay, that's fine. But I actually see the people who do get their time and their money and their energy, and they like it. And they like what they're seeing with this.
So,
we talked with Ben Golliver on Friday, who wasn't the most complimentary of the way that they're doing this. But I think what I see is I see people that are...
That's us as a fan base.
They're just enjoying... Yeah, they are enjoying this. And I'm not saying the majority. I'm not saying every... I'm just saying, like, I see it out in different places now all the time, that when this team is on a TV and they're winning, you hear people talking about it as if they're like the second seed in the West and this is the same year as 99-2000. Or like, hey, how about if we get in?
You never know.
You don't want to play us.
We're that dangerous 8 seed.
And admittedly, we'll get to the Cleveland game yesterday, but
yeah.
It was funny to see the 50-year-old guy at the bar and then hear laser tag Tim be like, so sweet. And it's just like there's just multiple generations of the same fan developing in this city and has been now for quite some time of like, I just want to be good, It's like, what about a title? Well, I mean, are we though?
Just give me an entertaining brand of basketball.
Yeah.
Two or three times a week.
Yeah.
And then the season will come and go and we'll see you again next year.
We're going to be the 8 seed that beats the 1 seed.
Yes. And I mean, the math on that is not in your favor. You're still 5 games out of the 10 seed right now. Sacramento, Dallas are tied. And then you got LA, the Clippers, that is. Golden State and Minnesota are all, 5.5-ish games ahead of you. So you do the math. What have the Blazers got? 20-ish? What are we having? About 20 games left?
About 20.
right in that range. Mm-hmm. So you start playing that game where you got to make up five against any of those teams or 5.5 against some of them.
Yeah, you need somebody to go on epic.
I mean, you're looking at, you got to finish the season legitimately at 15-5 in the last 20-ish games, and somebody would have to finish the season, do the math the other way. Maybe
they're probably going to miss the play-in. We've been saying that for a little.
I mean, I just like making sure that reality sets in for some
but
people
look at
who
schedule.
Now think this stretch means that you're going to the playoffs. It does not mean that you're going to the playoffs.
Well, but now they've got at Philly. They're going to win that game because Philly blows. At Boston.
This is the one that I wouldn't be surprised if it was a dud after the game. And a back-to-back after yesterday. I know it was an earlier flight.
Okay.
And I know Philly sucks this year. And they're
really bad.
But although playoff
Maxie P could kill him.
Playoff P shut down his podcast. So it's serious basketball time now in Philadelphia.
I think they lost as soon as he announced that. I think they lost the very next game.
But that's one of, like, you're playing the best team in the league. You get up for it. You play a really good game. You lose in heartbreaking fashion. I could see today being an egg for them.
Okay, so if they were to lay an egg, we can get to this on the other side. Because I want to kind of actually talk about the Cleveland game. It was a lot of fun.
That game was awesome.
Win or lose at Philly, these are their, this is the schedule after that. At Boston, at OKC, home Detroit, at Golden State, home New York.
And then it gets tough.
That's a
tough stretch.
That's a wicked five gamer.
Yeah. That's what they say.
It's a wicked five gamer. And I don't know what their record's going to be in those five, but much like yesterday, even though the Cavs didn't have Donovan Mitchell, this team is feisty.
They are.
And I want to talk about, I want to talk about what we saw yesterday in Cleveland. We'll get to that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague talking some more Blazers on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So your Portland Trailblazers yesterday get into a dogfight with a Donovan Mitchell-less Cleveland Cavalier team.
Was that just a random sitting or was he hurt? Because they came back against Boston the other night. We didn't have it. Was that Friday night that game happened?
No, that was Saturday. That was the day before.
It was a doubleheader for
Mitchell
them.
Mitchell hasn't been playing back-to-backs all that often.
The highlight of Jason Tatum telling them to get the bleep out of here, up, what, 25-3?
25-3 to start the game. 3,
get the bleep out of here, and tough. Then blowing that lead.
Dude, they almost blew a lead yesterday. To Denver. They were up 20-some points to Denver, and Denver came back at the end there.
Look, they're probably going to win the title, but anytime that happens to Boston, I quite enjoy it, especially Tatum.
I'd prefer them not to win the title, one, because I've actually enjoyed this run of NBA not having repeat dynasties.
Give me anybody else.
But also, I'm just so exhausted with Bill Simmons putting Tatum in a certain category of player that nobody in America watching the NBA that's not a Celtic fan does.
No.
You know, Luka. Oh, yeah. Tatum does that, too.
He wasn't even the best player on his own team in the finals last year.
Wasn't the MVP of his own team.
He was a third fiddle.
Yeah, the Tatum thing is weird. He's a polarizing player. Yes. But your Trailblazers damn near did it, man. Got to overtime, pushed the Cavs, who, by the way, coming into that game, were 27-4 at home.
Pretty remarkable.
And Denny Avdija has a career high 30 points, 10 assists, 12 rebounds. Just an amazing game from him. A great triple-double. Shaden was good in this one. He had 18 and 6. Scoot was fine in this one. I thought Scoot was actually really important from the beginning of this game.
Yeah.
Because Ant was god-awful. Ant's numbers, actually, 27 points is great. 7 of those are free throws. He was 8 of 23 from the field.
Yeah, he had a couple of big threes late in the game, but a lot of them come from the free throw line.
Trailblazers with a nice performance. Tumani was really good. I chuckled in the second or third quarter. I think it was the second. I heard a lot of this game with Travis Demers because I was running errands, but then I watched the second half. And it was just funny. I felt like I kept hearing Delano Banton, and I wondered how many Cavs fans are going to leave the arena Googling, who is Delano Banton?
Who the hell is this guy? Never heard of this guy before in my life.
That's what our team has to be to people, right? Like, they show up.
Kamara, who's this guy? He's pretty good.
Denny Avdija? I mean, who's Denny Avdija?
That's who I was when they made the trade for him on draft night. I've never heard of this guy in my life, man.
Exactly.
I don't watch Washington Wizards basketball. What the hell's going on here? I did place a nice wager on the Cavs money line at halftime, which then proceeded to be a significant sweat the rest of the game, and I was cursing at Darius Garland as he missed a late free throw.
Dude, if he doesn't miss it, then it's overtime.
Make your free throws. That's driving me nuts. I was rooting against my own team there, but I've been doing that largely all year. Look, that game was awesome. It was an entertaining game from start to finish. I have not watched every Blazer game this year from start to finish for obvious reasons. and a lot of them, I just want to go to bed. It's the second quarter. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. It's Tuesday night. That game started at 7:15. That was an incredible performance by the effort, the intensity. Again, I'll go back to what I said in the last segment. I don't have a lot of things to critique when you have Shaden Sharpe in the starting lineup, Donovan Klingon in the starting lineup. When you're playing your young guys and they're leading you to a performance like that, Ant's really the only one that I still have a gripe with. So I'm not going to even complain about the rotations, the minutes, any of that stuff. Would like to see Klingon not commit 6 fouls in 11 minutes. That's the only critique I would have of his game. Let's get a little more time on the floor, buddy. We don't have any other centers that are available. So there's no real bones to pick with it. I think it's just an interesting point right now for the fan base because of what you said in the last segment. There's a lot of people. I was watching the game yesterday with my dad. He's one of those fans. He's just cheering them on. Yes! Every time they make a bucket. And he knows that I feel the exact opposite, and I'm on the other end of the spectrum. But there's a weird balance here. I saw our buddy Danny Morang send a tweet out after the game.
Uh-huh.
And he and I obviously disagree on the current state of the organization for anybody who's listening to this radio station.
On a lot of different issues.
We are on different sides of this debate.
Yeah.
And he said, anybody who, I'm paraphrasing, so Danny can yell at me if I get this wrong, but it was basically anybody who can't see what they're building, I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. And that's where I would say, Danny, I think you're right. There's a lot of really exciting things that they are building. I understand what Cronin's trying to do with more athletic guys, a little more length, a little more size.
Right.
Kamara's dead. I understand all of that. And it's all stuff to be really excited about. The hardest thing that I have going back to the whole cheering for them to win or to lose is the debate of how do you get out of this position?
How do you get to the next
position? So the Blazers are playing good basketball right now. Nobody would that's been the case for what are we going on now? 5 to 6 weeks? 2 months? Like, it's been going on for a minute, man. Like, they have been playing very good basketball. It's probably not going to be enough to get them into a play-in situation. No. Chauncey has gotten a lot of the young guys to buy in. I disagree with the way he's handled Shaedon Sharpe, but a lot of the other stuff has worked out for him. My biggest thing as a fan is I don't want to be the guy that's just happy on a Tuesday night, entertain me, okay, now I'll go on to my next thing. I felt like we had that for 10 years with Damian Lillard. That's who we were. We were never a legitimate title contender.
No.
He would go for 50, 60, hell, even sometimes 70. It would be incredible. You get entertaining nights, dunks, alley-oops, all right, this is fun. And then when it came time, push came to shove for meaningful basketball, you would get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Now, that team had a star. This team doesn't necessarily have one. That to me is the elephant of the room with this organization that I just have a hard time squaring, where I'm excited about the growth, I'm excited about the development, I'm excited about a lot of things that you're seeing this year, but ultimately the biggest question that they have to answer is how do you go from being a fun, competitive, we're playing hard basketball team that's only going to take you so far in the NBA because stars win, and that is what I still have an issue with.
So I saw this graphic. This is from Tom Haberstroh, who will join us at 8:15. And we have a promo now where if you didn't listen to any of these programs and you just moved to Portland and you heard a promo, you would think I'm saying Tamani Kamara is their superstar player.
He is their superstar.
So thank you, Jason
Swigard. You said that multiple times on this show.
I appreciate that.
He's a top 50 player of all time.
Haberstroh brought up these stats defensively on Tumani versus Evan Mobley. Recorded blocks, Mobley outdoes him 53-22. But steals, Tumani has it. Charges, Tumani has it. Offensive fouls drawn, Tumani has it.
Mm-hmm.
Total stops, Tumani has it. Now, I'd nitpick this and say, not really sure how you comp a perimeter defender versus an interior defender.
With some of those stats, yeah.
Like, Tumani gets to guard guys who are more likely to maybe have offensive fouls because they're dribbling the ball.
So, or get more steals because he's a... Yeah.
Yeah, he's roaming around a little bit more on the outside. Evan Mobley, I don't think... This is a great graphic because it makes you think a little bit. But the point I kind of come back to, because I don't disagree with, I guess, your overall broader point. You can see what they're building and how they're building it, because like Denny has this great game and he's had a great run now after a little bit of a slow start.
He was awesome yesterday.
Tumani has been their best story all season, continues to be. Shaedon is now in his last couple games at least put it together somewhat. Scoot is playing with more confidence, and you know, I don't know what that equals at the end of all of this, but it's better than what we saw his rookie year. I've told people that are huge Ant fans, like, I actually don't dislike Anfernee Simons, but he's a sixth man. He's not a starting point guard for a basketball team, in my estimation.
That wants to compete for an NBA championship.
He's Jamal Crawford. Like, let the guy come off the bench and be a microwave. Let him go on his random runs. I mean, he had 27 points on 8 of 23. He had 2 assists. So, like, he's a bucket getter when he's playing well. That's not even that efficient a basketball, but he finished with 27 points, hit some big shots for them late.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to, they're probably going to stick in the draft at their area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they can make quite the same leap as this team, but I kind of look at them a little Houston-y of, I don't know what the move is. Maybe it's just as simple as drafting and hoping development works, because if the lottery doesn't go your way, it is a Tamani's a win now guy.
Denny's
a win now guy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put him in it. Shaedon has been playing. Shaedon's a win now guy. Scoot is a win now guy. If you don't move Anfernee Simons, win now guy. If you don't move DeAndre Ayton, win now guy. Klingon, please get better. Please get in slightly better shape, get better. That could be a win. Like, you kind of go through the roster. And if there's not these big sweeping trade moves that they can have because these contracts are somewhat difficult to move, you've got like 6 guys that you'd put in these are win now guys. And so that's why I kind of give a little bit of an outlandish take, according to a lot of people, probably, of like, I don't know, man. Like, are you going to find a piece coming in the draft from the 10 to 12 range that's going to really impact your team a whole lot?
Odds tell you probably not.
Maybe not, at least in the first year or two. But that's why I'm a little more open-minded to being flexible at that spot. Your overall point is one you continue to make, and I don't disagree with it, but it's too late. They've already messed that up.
Oh, I totally get that, yeah.
And I'd also make one final argument.
But to me, it's not too late because this will be a consistent thing. Like, we are so caught in the moment as sports fans.
It's too late for this year's draft.
It's too late for this year's draft, unquestionably.
And you're not going to be the worst team in the NBA next year.
No, of course you're not. But are you going to be a playoff team next year?
Well, that's why I'm saying it's Houston-y. Can you take a step?
I mean, I think you'll be better next year if you bring everybody back.
Can you be playing team next year?
Is that enough? And this is my overarching point.
For people like your dad and my
brother-in-law, that's not enough for me. And that's my point, is I'm never going to back down from that. I'm not. Yeah. That's not enough for me. Being the seventh seed and winning a play-in game and then bouncing the first round of the playoffs, that's not fun for me as a fan. I want real meaningful basketball, which is something that I have not had in this city basically my entire life since I was 10 years old.
But how many of your dads exist, right?
Oh, I'm not. The majority of the fan base is probably against me at this point. Sure. I don't disagree with that fact, but I'm not going to back down from the take. It's not fun going to the playoffs and getting rocked in the first round in a gentleman's sweep every single year because you don't have a superstar.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know what the move is, if it's just as simple as like stick at the draft and pick the player that's best and hope that they become that, or lean on the younger guys that have been playing. Well, Denny's playing great. Shaden's getting it together a little bit. Tamani is showing offensive growth. And on top of this, he's going to be an all-NBA defensive team guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. If he's not, it's an absolute sham of a league. If he is not at least on the first or second, probably the second team, he should be on that list. And so I just look at this and I say, well, I don't know what it is and who it is, but how much of their growth next year? Because I don't want to sound like I don't agree with your overall point. The problem is that ship has sailed. Unless the lottery gods bless us, which we don't get nice things here, that ship is gone. It left the port a while ago.
Yeah.
So now you're in a spot where it's like, well, what's the growth and what is the move to get you to take a jump from what this is? It's going to be a close play-in team who's going to miss it to play-in team, bottom of the West next year, playoff team.
Yeah.
Because they've been playing really good basketball. Their defensive rating numbers are through the roof the last 2 months.
Last 2 months, man. They're playing good basketball.
And we could talk to Tom Abistro about this at 8:15. His thoughts on just the growth, the difference, the guys who are standing out to him, the Tamani Evan Mobley argument that he made yesterday on the broadcast. Hopefully he calls in at 8:15. Good morning, Tom. It's good to have you part of the
program.
He's
definitely listening right now. He's listening right
now.
Come on.
We got a lot more to get into. Durant's break back with more.
Well, we'll see what the Blazers do today. They're in Philly, back to back.
You're going to win, baby.
Today's another dub. Somebody pointed out, where did this go? Watch NBA Dirt be correct again. Wouldn't be surprised if they lose on the back to back. Can Dirt's NBA streak continue? Sprague needs to watch more NBA basketball. I think he does. Maybe we've learned our lesson. We'll see. Did have our buddy Ryan Lischka from Pelican text us on Friday night. Told him, hey, if you got any NBA questions, just fire them away. Okay, fire them at me. I'll answer them. We'll get to the bottom of this thing together. NBA Dirt is here to help you. I'm here to serve.
He's done listening to my takes on the NBA. He's going to wait for Dirt to give his take.
I got to admit something to you guys. This is a brave thing to admit. I'm just going to come right out and say it.
Well, I always knew it about you, but I'm glad you're out and you're open and you're being who you are now.
I've caught the madness.
How do you not?
I think the madness has me hooked right now.
It is March.
It is March. I don't know if you know what month it is. What month is it? It's March. Saturday night, you had Tennessee beat Alabama on a buzzer beater.
Yes. Nate Oates said he failed his team.
Yeah. You had Rick Pitino in an all-white suit at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. 10-second Rick.
The white suit made its glorious return.
Some ice cream somewhere.
I mean, just Bill Self had to write a like page-long graphics apologizing to his fan base for losing to Texas Tech on Saturday, which why do we need to do that?
What is Kansas's problem?
I don't know.
Well, no, that was in regard one of their players was getting...
They get into it with the fans or something?
Unsolicited death threats and things on the internet.
Yeah, but from the fan base?
But my point is, like,
I just saw a graphic thing of, like, we're not happy with the way we're playing. I'm like, why did Bill Self do this after a loss? But
yeah, there was some, one of his players was getting some.
Okay.
But you see a lot of noise. It's like, stuff. Bill Self should be fired. It's like, really? Didn't they just win a title 2 years ago?
Yeah, they did, Bob.
That's what happens when your power conferences go to 20 teams for basketball.
It's crazy.
What do you expect?
I also saw this, other than the Pilots and the Beavers losing this weekend, but we don't need to talk about that. I wanted to pull this up, get the graphic.
Well, the Beavs actually.
They hung with St. Mary's.
Competed their butts off.
What was the result? What was the
final? I think
final?
They lost by 10, but it was a 1-point game at halftime.
Moral victories at this
playing.
Point?
We're not doing moral victories. Are you kidding me? They were playing. They were playing to lose what they did.
Talk about stupid fan bases that want to fire their head coach.
Went on the road.
Since 2010, there is a program in the country who has more wins than anybody else in the month of March. So for 15 years now.
As a coach or a program?
Or I guess 14 years. A program.
Okay.
So. But that program has had one coach. So technically it is the program and it is the coach. Since 2010, most wins in the month of March, Oregon after beating USC on, was that game Saturday? That was Saturday.
That was Saturday.
Which they got off to a horrible start and then USC's bad. Came back and beat them by 20.
So
like Oregon was down by 15 points 5 minutes into that game and won the game by 20.
Yeah.
Since 2010, Oregon has 72 wins in March. That is number one in the country.
How many titles do they have?
Oh, yeah.
Kansas
and North Carolina both have 71. Yep. So technically, by the end of this month, this graphic could be different. But as of right now, they have 71. Kentucky has 69, and Duke has 66. They have more wins in the month of March than any program in the country over the last 15 years. My team is heading to potentially a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament. We'll see how the final 2 games of the regular season go, and there are still people in the fan base that want to fire that head coach.
No, there's not.
Yes, there are.
No.
They exist. One of them works here. Look at you, Corn Pop. One of them works here.
He wants to fire Altman?
He is an anti-Dan Altman guy.
Corn Pop wants to fire Dana Altman?
It's not enough.
What?
What he has done is not enough. Win a championship. He's got all the resources. Why can't he win a title?
They hadn't won a title since like 1940.
Yeah,
they won the first NCAA title.
Thank you very much.
1939.
I mean, it didn't really count.
Get you one
yeah,
of these. Get you like, one of these. That's what people say. Get you one of these.
How many Final Fours had they been to?
The answer would be zero, to my knowledge. Zero.
In the modern era?
In the modern era. Now zero? One. Now one.
Okay,
so,
all right.
And he led you there.
I don't know. This idea of firing people because they don't win the championship is laughable to me.
It's really ridiculous.
And if that's your standard, see, I think of two.
It was just another reminder of like, I turned that game on and they were down like 15-4, and I was like, oh God, what happened? And then you look up like 20 minutes later and you're up by 10 at halftime. You're like, oh, okay, things will be all right.
Much harder to win in college basketball, I would argue, than the NBA.
Yes.
For most most places.
You don't have a 7-game series where the best team always wins, it's a one off.
So. Saying that, I'll go back to our last segment conversation where I was going to add, I understand why you and many people like you feel how you feel. I also want this team to be a legit title contender, okay? There is an element where I'm seeing laser tag Tim and just so sweet, man, and my brother-in-law and people at the bar and your dad that, like, I'll at least acknowledge they're probably living a more happy existence in sports.
Yeah.
They're not beholden to this standard that's maybe unrealistic, of this standard of, well, you're not good enough, be better. They're just like, hey, we beat the Nets on Friday. Let's have a good weekend, guys. And then, like, they enjoy the close losses against the best team in the NBA. There's an element of that I will acknowledge, like, it's probably the most healthy way to live as a sports fan is to not be overbearing in your life on this. I kind of take that rule and I throw it into the college basketball world and say, please don't be demanding of a title.
Yeah.
Like being a conference title winner multiple times.
Going to the tournament more often than not, winning tournament games. He's never been to the tournament and lost his first game. Every time he's been to the tournament in Oregon, he's won a game.
They always win 20 games when he coaches. Like
every season.
And it's like a real 20 wins.
Yeah.
It's not like my team who beat a lot of patsies and can't win a road game. It's. Yeah.
They've had some years where the non-conference schedule wasn't the toughest, but, you know, they find their way to 20 wins every year he's been there.
They got the most quadrant run wins, or they're just second in that category. Like, there's an element of that where Corn Pops of the world, I get you want to hoist the trophy, but you're going to the dance, man.
More often than not.
You're going to the dance.
Just enjoy it. Enjoy that part of it. Yeah, I feel differently about this. Just college basketball is so...
It's a different beast.
It's so herky-jerky, and every year, there's roster turnover, although it sounds like some of their guys, because of the JUCO ruling, could be back next year if they decide. Like, Biddle's got another year if he wants it.
How is that possible?
Tracy, I believe, is another guy who's got another year if he wants it. There's a few of them that might come back, and they're like, hell yeah, Biddle, you want to come back for another year? We'll take it, man. Play another another year of basketball. It just, that was fun on Saturday. I turned it on. The little guy was taking a nap. I got home. They were trailing. You're like, oh, look at that. They absolutely murdered USC, which is delightful to see anytime. And the way that they played right now and the way that they're finishing the year. You say this a lot about teams at this point in the year. You want to be playing your best basketball late. They went through that midseason swoon. Now they're seemingly heading back in the other direction. You got Indiana.
Got a big game tomorrow with
and
Indiana.
And you got Washington left on your schedule. You got a chance to be an 8-seed, 7-seed potentially, maybe a 9-seed in the Big Ten tournament. You're locked into the NCAA tournament. Kwame Evans is coming on. I think playing really good basketball the last couple of weeks. Shelstad, after some no-show, like, why is he only taking 5-shot kind of games, is now back to being a consistent scorer. Biddle's been consistent all year. So very exciting to see them turn that corner. And that graphic that was floated out during the game on Saturday, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That Dana Altman guy, man. Pretty good. Pretty good coach, especially this time of year.
On your madness point, because it's now March, I actually think this is going to happen. I think this year's been so up and down and tough to decipher between probably – Auburn is the most elite team in basketball. We would all agree with that. Houston's right there as well. After that, you could say St. John's. You could say Alabama. You could say Tennessee. You could say Duke.
Yeah, like, with Cooper Flagg.
The tough part with Duke for me is, like, you just don't see teams carried by the youth like that. And they could very well shake that, buck that trend. I think this is a year where we're going to get a Butler VCU Final Four team. We're going to get a random team.
Mid-major who's been together 3 or 4 years. Does that happen very often, though, anymore now?
Well, no, but there's a team on the West Coast. There's a team on the West Coast.
Ooh, St. Mary's? You sniffing St. Mary's?
St. Mary's is, dude, they're sound. They're together. They're experienced. They're borderline pro players from Australia.
Yeah.
I mean,
how is that team barely ranked in the top 25?
They don't get it.
Because they didn't play the toughest non-conference schedule. Man.
It's the conference.
I saw that the Oregon State game on Saturday. Was that Saturday night? Yeah. Everything's a blur for me at this point. And they were like 26-4 ranked, 22nd in the country? And I'm like,
the Fighting Gaffneys are good.
Those two things don't really connect.
They'll all be about matchups for St. Mary's.
That's all it is. But I really think this is a year we're going to end up, and maybe I'll be wrong on this.
Well, we had Florida Atlantic get there, 2-3 years ago with Dusty May?
That was 2 years ago, I believe, if I remember correctly. Florida Atlantic was there. So you've had the randoms. I would put San Diego State in that category as well.
Yeah, they were definitely
San Diego State was a Mountain West team. You're like, oh, look at that. They're in the Final Four.
This kind of feels like that season where it's like, oh, random good team that nobody really watched that won their conference is here.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest college basketball guy. I don't watch every game, but this year has kind of roped me in a little bit more. Part of it's YouTube TV and having the quad box so you can watch 4 games at the same time. I'd usually turn it on every day at 4 o'clock. You're like, all right, there's a bunch of college basketball games on. It's like I'm an old man getting ready to go. And I got the madness. A lot of buzzer beaters in the last week. It's been fun. We'll see how the season ends. Big one for Oregon tomorrow night against Indiana to lock up where they're at in the Big Ten. How about a couple of NFL notes out of the weekend that we haven't talked about yet? We'll dive into that next on The Fam.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure?
Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. We'll get to Now You Do It at the top of the hour, and hopefully Tom Hamestro coming up at 8:15. Also, we have our first FUP date at 8:30.
A FUP date.
We got a FUP date coming up. So what is it? You'll find out. Stick around. 8:30.
You're the only one we don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I got a good one for you.
But we don't know, like, what you're doing.
Don't you worry about it, Bob. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I got my FUP date ready, and it's going to catch you off guard. Swag probably saw this story. I don't think you saw this story.
If it's on the internet, probably didn't.
why would anybody trade for Devontae Adams?
Nobody will.
Okay. So he's going to get cut.
He's going to get cut.
The Jets are taking calls. I love how that's the report.
He's
They're taking calls.
Yeah.
No.
Follow Aaron Rodgers.
Wherever Aaron Rodgers ends up going, the Jets will eat that salary.
Is that a weird thing to you?
That they're just teaming up again?
Like, I just like it. Like,
do you want to win if you're Devontae Adams, or you just want to play with Aaron Rodgers?
Like, he just wants to be with Rodgers. Like, be with your best friend if that's what makes you happy.
I guess, yeah.
Can't you just still be best friends and play
different cities and text each other and call each other?
I also don't think he's that great anymore.
No, his cap number this year is $38.2 million. I don't think anybody's going to trade for that cap number, and so this is likely heading to a release, and at which point he might rejoin Aaron Rodgers on his next team. That was out. Also, over the weekend, this came out of the National Football League. I remember having this take last summer, and I didn't watch every ounce of it, but there were a lot of the stuff that went viral, and you're like, this is not going to happen again. No NFL team, in a shocking turn of events, wanted to be featured on the offseason Hard Knocks after what happened to the New York Giants last
year. They are going to?
And they're going to get Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels. They called up Bill. They're like, hey, can we have some cameras follow you through summer workouts and all? He's like, yeah, sure, why not? I don't care. So a lot of people in NFL circles are upset because it's like, well, wait, why is Bill Belichick getting this level? It's like, well, no NFL team wanted to do it, which I don't blame him because their GM looked like an idiot. His son told him to draft Jaden Daniels. You only get one chance at this, throwing a football in the air. And he said, boy, our fan base is going to kill us if we lose Saquon Barkley. That stuff did not age well for the Giants, and so no NFL team is willing to do it, and they're going to follow North Carolina this summer.
Now, the Giant one, I thought that was a... Wasn't that a, like a...
Yeah, that was the offseason. It wasn't training camp.
No, it was. That's what I'm saying. So this isn't going to be the normal Hard Knock. That was an off-season Hard Knock.
This is the spring one.
You will still get your normal Hard Knocks, at which point the parameters are, what, don't have a new head coach, or you weren't in the playoff. Like, there's certain parameters that they could choose from. They can make a team do the regular Hard Knocks. They can't make a team do the off-season Hard Knocks,
yeah.
And that's what the Giants were last year.
It'll
be Belichick.
Is there a candidate you'd want, or do you want Belichick in North Carolina here? Because I know it's an interesting story, how he's going to be in college. He's not an interesting
person. He's not a very charismatic individual.
No.
I think getting the behind-the-scenes meat grinder of how another college... Like, I'll probably watch bits and pieces of it, not all of it.
Mm.
I prefer it to be an NFL team, but I also don't... That idea of allowing camera access to your draft process, your free agency process...
It didn't go well for the Giants.
Right, your contract negotiations trait. Like, that just... Yeah, that... I would love it as a fan. There's a lot of teams that I could give you if I would love to have that access all season or all off season. But I totally get their point of like, no, dude,
team,
no, you're not going to get in
here. If there was a team the NFL force could do it this year, it'd be the Bengals. They did not make the playoffs.
The Bengals would be incredible.
The Bengals this offseason.
T. Higgins, Jamar Chase.
Figuring out how they follow through. Yeah. And then the owners come in and is like, oh, we're not spending that much money.
Sit down with Joe Burrow about saying you better keep these guys. Hendrickson is a free agent as well. Bengals are a good call.
So of all the teams of the NFL that you could make do it, would you choose the Bengals still?
For the offseason,
yeah, yes.
I think I would.
They have, I think, the biggest offseason to determine if they're going to continue on or they're going to go back to being the Bengals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think the Bengals would probably be my pick. I do got a couple other NFL notes I want to get to in the final hour, including quarterback chatter. After we talked about Stafford earlier in the show, he's sticking in L.A. What are the dominoes of that? Because that was a pretty big domino.
Yeah, we got a free agent coming out here soon. Oh, he's going
to
get cut.
Oh, so we get to all that coming up in the final hour of the show. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver online at crunch.com. Few NFL notes. Now you do it. We'll get to that. Hopefully Tom Haberstroh at 8:15. It's a loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.